I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
We hope that you had a happy Easter.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah.
Little Easter baskets. We hope you got a little copy of Cowboy Carter in there.
Yeah, tucked away. You know, got some eggs filled with, what would be in your Easter egg this year?
Unreleased tracks from Heidi Montag's Superficial Vault.
Yes, we hope that you got all the unreleased from the Superficial Vaults that your heart desires this Easter. Shout out to Jesus. Thanks for taking one for the team, as Travis Kelce said in a now deleted tweet from 2010.
No.
Yes, I love his mind. I love how his mind works. I love his old tweets so much. But yes, he did in fact tweet that. What was the exact tweet? I put it in the Eras Tour Discord. They dropped it for the girls. But let's see. There's Eras Tour. He wrote, "Happy Easter to all. Shout out to Jesus for taking one for the team. Ha ha."
Wow. He's not wrong if you think about it.
Yeah.
In theory.
Shout out to Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you having a good Friday and even better Saturday?
Oh, it was Good Friday.
It was Good Friday.
Yeah.
It's all leading up to Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I got rid of the ghost in my apartment.
Oh, right. You were saging.
Uh-huh.
You did. I feel the cleanliness of the room. The
it
space.
Does feel better, doesn't it?
Lighter.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah.
Anyway.
He moved out.
Yeah, something moved out. I don't know. Anyway, I actually felt kind of bad after. It's fine.
To make him move?
Yeah, it was a curious ghost.
Yeah, you kind of colonized the space.
She's like, oh my God, I'm so happy to be in New York.
He got here with $35 in his ghost pocket. He pulled up to the taxi in Times Square. You kicked his ass out.
Yeah, whatever. She went to the Ritz last night, probably.
He didn't even start recording his debut yet. And you were like, get out. Record your demos elsewhere.
Anyway, also shout out to all of our icons over on patreon.com/legendsonly. That joined us for our Icon live chat last Thursday.
Yes, thank you for joining us for our 33rd live chat.
I know, that's like a lot.
And we had a live unboxing.
We did. I got a box from Meredith Marks.
You did. A girthy one. It was full of things.
Oh. We did. I did a live unboxing on the Icon chat. So if you're an Icon... The replay is available for you to listen to.
Yeah.
But anywho, shall we get into the week?
Yeah, the topics of the week. Well, we're going to start by heading out of the country, which sounds like a good idea anyway. We're going to go down to Brazil. I just hear Mariah say it now in her like, Brazil.
She has a lot of those.
She does. Yeah.
Viva la France!
Yes, Brazil, this is kind of your year. Well, it's always your year. After years of RTing for Brazil, come to Brazil, all of the good stuff. The girls are coming to Brazil.
Yeah.
We've got Katie, right? Rock in Rio.
Yep.
Mariah is also doing the event. And now the confirmations are here. Madonna is doing Rio. She is doing a free show, the largest show of her career. The last time this happened, I believe it was the Rolling Stones in 2006, did the same venue situation, free show, 1.5 million people.
Wow.
Crazy.
At one place?
At one place.
How?
I don't even know. It's on the beach. I don't know.
Because MetLife is like, what, 80,000?
Yeah.
So it's that times. Oh, well, let me try to do that. Like 10, 11, 12?
Yeah, it's going to be the entire country congregating to see Celebration's final show in Rio.
What an iconic finale, though.
I know. And it's going to be live streamed on TV Globo, which means we're going to get, before her own DVD, we're going to get like a gorgeous live stream of the concert.
Good.
And it will be better than hers because she can't focus on a single second for more than 2 seconds with her own editing. So we're going to get a great live stream. Predictions, I think Anita's going to show up. I would love if Pablo Vittar did like the Vogue guest or Gretchen. Can you imagine? I live. I mean, there's so many possibilities. She's had Brazilian collabs. There are Brazilian stars. A lot could happen there. I'm very excited. I'm super excited that it's Brazil. It'll be the most insane crowd for her. They'll be so passionate. I'm fine watching it from home because I don't think I would get anywhere near the stage. I think it would
You would not be able to see.
No, I would not be able to see, and I would be drowning in Brazilian men before I even got to the venue.
Like, yeah. You would just be on Grindr the whole time on your phone.
I would just be dead. Yeah, but this is going to be huge and also really nice that it's free. Yeah, I mean, good luck and Godspeed to everyone who goes because I'm sure there will be people lining up probably days before, like, especially if the weather is like chill to just like stay on the beach for a few days waiting for the show. There will be fans doing that. I can't even imagine, to be honest.
They'll still make a lot of money from
concessions. Merch will go crazy. Concessions, yeah, it'll be good. And it does justify the really expensive Brazilian bank commercial she did.
Yeah.
That she was like, I'm a legend, but don't call me the queen. And it was like, what was this for?
After this.
Yeah. Yeah. So this will set some sort of record, I'm sure.
Every concert should be free.
I know.
The cost of those fucking beers. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I digress.
The cost of the waters. Let's talk about it. Sober non-privileges. Like, getting a fucking water at a show is like $7.
It's like equivalent to like a six-pack of beer.
Yeah. Might as well break sobriety at Madonna.
Oh, my God.
But no, it's, yeah. So, shout out to everyone. I will be there, not in Brazil, but I will be at Celebration Tour again coming up.
Miami.
In Miami.
How the fuck we doing, baby?
So I'll see really everyone. Good. That really was. It was very
wow.
Wow, you.
My hungover top voice.
Top fishing.
kind of.
Yeah.
Brad gave me we talked about this on the live chat.
Yeah, we did.
We need to keep that there.
Yeah.
This is exclusive.
Right. Go to the live chat if you want to hear about
so embarrassing.
Flirting theories and
I'm learning.
Yeah. Learning and growing.
Yeah.
Well, from Brazil, we're going to take another plane ride.
Oh, yeah. To another overseas place.
Yes, another
overseas. Canada.
Yeah.
Nelly Furtado did a medley at the Juno Awards of Say It Right, Man Eater, Promiscuous, Eat Your Man, Give It to Me, and I'm Like a Bird.
Not since Hailee Steinfeld did that career medley at the Indonesian Awards has there been a more iconic medley, in my opinion. This was fantastic and also really tees up whatever's coming really well. Her little video, it's like a Video Vanguard Award moment, honestly.
She should VMAs.
Yeah.
You're going to need something this year.
True.
They should do Nelly Furtado.
That would be really cool, actually.
Well, there's your idea.
Free idea.
Because I feel like, well, I don't know anything, but I saw like the Nelly Furtado stan account that I follow.
Oh, Nelly Brazil?
Nelly F. Brazil. Something like that. And they've been right.
Yeah.
For the most part. They said debut single in May.
Okay. I could definitely see that.
Which kind of lines up with what she said.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know. I mean.
Very excited for the new era for her. Yeah, she was serving like robot metallic silver. I don't know how to describe it, but futuristic Nelly ushering us in
yeah.
for the new era.
And she gives casual kvant, which I love.
She does. She keeps it casual. Yeah. 9 to 5 kvant.
Yep. My favorite.
Yes.
She also has a new track. I know it's not new music yet, but I just wanted to shout out her new track. I'm going to butcher this. I don't know how to say it. I don't want to get canceled.
Gala.
Gala y Dali.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now you speak Spanish.
I actually thought about switching my Duolingo, not sponsored.
Really?
Yeah.
You should.
Because I don't really, I'm like, what do I need to know?
French?
Let's try something else.
Yeah. It would be very handy to know Spanish.
Or German.
Well, you know, that arguably, I would say Spanish.
Yeah.
Or Mandarin. You know, that would be good too. Well, this was, yeah, shout out to that collaboration, which is it's not the first, but it's the third now, I think, between them. First was 2002, Fotografia was like, just like Shakira's albums at that time. Like, I found out this is not a unique experience to me. My teachers at that time were obsessed with the song and made us learn line by line Fotografia.
It's such a good way to learn.
It is.
I mean, how did you learn the alphabet?
I know.
You sang right? It.
Yeah. So that's been imprinted
action
in my brain.
Action words, all verbs. Did anyone know?
That one I'm not familiar
with. You didn't
know
that
that's
one?
It does sound like a bop.
Oh, I think that to myself all the time.
That charted the top 20 somewhere in Albania. Yeah.
What's the other one? That was a bop. The Great American Melting Pot.
What?
You don't know that one?
Is that a Lana Del Rey album?
No, it should be.
It should be.
Cowboy Carter, basically.
That's basically.
No, it's that song with like, I don't know, what, Schoolhouse Rock.
And
there's like,
okay,
there's a pot and it's like people who all look different.
Yeah.
And they all jump in, I think.
Oh.
Which is kind of like, oh.
That seems dark.
So meaty. And it like basically is teaching you like to accept everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, we need more fucking people.
That needs to be on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was my recollection of it.
Okay.
Watch it something that's like actually the opposite. And I'm like
teaching people to divide amongst themselves.
No, I don't think it was.
I would be surprised if they played that in school.
It was like, I do think it was kind of like a Christopher Columbus apologist.
Okay.
Music video.
Yep.
But it like showed how everyone from around the world comes to America.
Well,
to be here.
Okay. Sounds a little propaganda-ish.
Yeah.
Well, Fotografia. Learned Spanish for that. And then on Luz, Te Busqué.
Oh my God, Luz.
With Juanes.
Let's just talk about Luz for the next hour.
Let's talk about Luz.
I'm sure you're familiar with that
word.
I'm
very familiar.
Oh, well, actually, speaking of you.
Oh, the rats?
Yeah, let's fly on over from Canada to Joanne's.
You know, I can't have a moment of peace to myself. This is so specific to us.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm like actually dead and I'm living in a simulation.
Yeah. Okay. So it was my, okay.
It's your 6-year soberversary.
Soberversary.
Which.
Clap, clap, clap. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
The discipline. It also feels like it's been so much longer.
Yeah, it does.
Because
for some reason,
you...
6 felt more monumental than 5. And I don't know why, but this year I was more proud of myself than last year. Not that I wasn't. But I felt like more accomplished about it this year. I don't know why. I don't know. We don't need to deep dive into it. Anyway, yeah, six years. I literally hit upload and I get a DM from someone and they send me a picture and they write, "You and Gaga's dad just posted your soberversaries at the same time."
I believe she's somewhere.
Not only was it Gaga's dad, but it was posted at Joanne Trattoria. He is sitting in front of a cake. And it says, "Happy 4-year sober birthday, Joe Germanata. Hashtag sober birthday, hashtag Joanne Trattoria." The nerve of this family.
Congratulations to him, too.
Congratulations to him, too.
We're not laughing at that. We're laughing at the irony of it.
We are. Although, also, the timing, that means that he did it right when Chromatica dropped.
Oh.
Very interesting. As I said in the chat, he heard A Thousand Doves and realized no substance would get him as high as that song.
Oh, my God.
So,
Hold on. Speaking of, I'm hijacking your sub-reversary right here, too. We went to Nick Gaga's Chromatica Ball last weekend.
Yes.
And it was so good. He's bringing it back to Balcone, not sponsored.
Right.
We should all go and see it.
Chromatica Ball,
too.
It's so good. The time will have passed already, but he's about to perform tonight at our Rah Rah Bitch Ball as well. We'll be getting a number from Nick Gaga.
However, the ball ends and Nick Gaga's like, oh, do you want to hear one more song? And I'm like, yes! Starts playing A Thousand Doves and some
F-word
behind me goes, ugh, I hate this song.
I almost saw you throw bows at the Chromatica Ball.
Get out.
Reinterpretation
Get
event.
Out. I felt alive. That was like every, you know, all of the PTSD that I had from like missing Chromatica.
Yeah.
All the money that I lost. To hear that live, I just pretended like the faux Ariana Grande came out.
Oh, we had a
gagging.
We had an Ariana impersonator come out for Rain on Me and a Yes And moment.
Yeah, oh, so good.
Yeah. We
you
highly recommend.
Go. I feel like it's a repeat of the same show happening.
Yes. I think she'll fine tune.
Yeah.
But ultimately, because she wants to throw in songs that she didn't do.
Yeah, but it literally followed like the actual set list
with her own interludes that half the time we didn't know if that was hers or she borrowed it from the tour. It was so good.
I literally
thought it
at
was
least two
Gaga.
Of them was like some fan account ripped. Because remember like the Britney's The Circus Tour?
Yes.
You know, you know.
If you know, you know. Yes.
But anyway, back to Joanne. Sorry, I just...
Oh, no. Back to Joanne. So, happy soberversary to Joe Germanotta, but the thing is... Just the levels of it, of us talking about Joanne's incessantly and the rats who work behind the in the kitchen
bar.
And him posting at the same time as me. I'm also mad because he's slightly beating me in likes at the moment, but maybe hopefully we can get that
going. Well, I mean, you guys have the same date.
Yeah. Although I did do research. I actually, we've come to the conclusion that I've been wrong. It was actually earlier in the week.
Oh.
So what happened was when I quit, I had been on like a bender at Barracuda that night, and I went back to my Facebook Messenger and I was trying to figure out like exactly the day because I just knew it was this like the last week of March. And at 7 a.m. on Sunday, March 25th, I'm messaging my ex saying, I can't do this anymore. I'm wasted at 7 a.m. on a Sunday. So I believe the actual day that it should start is Monday, March 26th, 2018.
Okay.
So now I'm going to make it March 26th.
I think it's more iconic if you keep it on the same day.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I never, like, I knew it was, because what happened then was I immediately got the flu that week. So I remembered this was generally my week that I didn't drink because I was feverish in the urgent care, CityMD, which I'm at weekly.
Your body knew?
My body knew. Enough is enough. What do you think? Did anything come out that week or anything? Like 2018? That was kind
enough
of...
Enough is enough.
I don't know if that was like the most popping year for music, actually.
March of 2018.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like everything since post-Glory is like, meh.
It's all a blur.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in any case...
You can do like the Billboard chart thing where you can look up your birthday or like week.
Oh, that's true.
Match.
That is true. Anyway, so that's what happened. Soberversary, went home, had my Fudgy the Whale cake, obviously. We enjoyed, we love.
It's funny because when you posted the, if you guys know the lore of like the cake, the six, thank you so much.
Oh, yes, right.
I almost commented on your post, Gaga telling her fans how many pop albums she's going to do, six, thank you so much.
Before
and then
retiring.
You were like, yeah, and I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, that is... Just the
but I didn't
timing.
Know I wanted to be like serious on that. I didn't know if.
Oh, I think it's. I mean, I wrote cheers just kidding at the end.
Yeah.
So I feel... Anyway, congratulations. And we will celebrate at Joanne's eventually.
Yeah, we'll have to get there at some point.
Yeah. And I definitely want Joanne's merch.
Yeah.
I want like a hat, a dad hat that says Joanne Trattoria. I know they've got it. This ongoing lore and free advertising for Joanne's.
I mean.
Yeah, but this time
what happened to fun?
This was very on the nose. This was very like,
I think it's a sign from above
featuring if you Elton will. John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's not the only news about our Stephanie, which, by the way, spoiler alert, because I will have already worn it. I am wearing a shirt tonight that is a fan, one of those like fan old school shirts, and it says Stephanie Germanotta.
Oh my God.
And it's all pictures of her pre-fame.
Where the hell did you get that?
Oh, you know I have my ways. I found it on the internet.
My Stephanie Germanotta.
Our Stephanie. But I've been really into her Bitter End era and the Red and Blue EP and just like the Stephanie Germanotta band and all of that she was right before the fame. It is interesting to hear her finding her sound.
Yeah.
You can hear it on the EP and stuff. Like, there's elements of, like, she's going to sing Shallow one day. Like, you can hear it on those songs. So, I have a Red and Blue EP shirt coming as well. Anyway, so Stephanie Germanotta is not retired yet, allegedly. She celebrated a birthday this week. It was a big week for the Germanottas. She's having a glorious week. She is working on something, and leave it to Nikki Tutorials to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, they did a interview on Zoom.
About what else but House Labs.
And she kind of, not like confirmed LG7, but like basically did.
Yeah.
And said that she's working as fast as she can.
Nikki did really good Stan work, I have to say. The way she worded it and the way she was like, so glad to see you're working on LG7. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
To the point where Gaga had to be like, yeah.
I mean, come on. All the shit that she's been teasing. It's like, you're clearly working on music. You posted audio files.
I know. It was good investigative journalism on Nikki Tutorial's part. But yeah. And then while we were in our live stream, Gaga confirmed something. She once again was very vague with it, but she said specifically the sentence, I am writing some of my best music in as long as I can remember. And our movie Joker 2 Filet à Deux is coming out soon. So once again, it's like, for that or this? LG7 or that? I think both.
I think both.
But she's pissing us off. But I hope she had a happy birthday.
I think she did.
Yeah.
She seems very zen.
She does. Mm. She definitely seems zen. Who knows? All I can tell you, Telephone Part 2, not on Cowboy Carter.
No.
Hands to heaven? Well, she's not holding him.
What
spaghetti?
Also,
not with that Italian.
Oh. Not in this establishment.
I was actually shocked at how much there were meltdowns about that, because it seemed like they were very sure of it for some reason.
Yeah, give it up.
Like, why would it be the country album of all things? It didn't even make sense.
No.
Like, honestly, I would see it more for the rock one if she wants to get crazy, you know? But yeah, that was just like the meltdowns. Like, there's not going to be Telephone 2, you stupid bitch.
I also don't really understand the thirst.
Me either.
I like Telephone.
Yes.
I have a theory that Videophone, because they did Telephone and Videophone.
Yes.
I feel like Videophone was the part two.
Yeah.
It just didn't visually...
I feel like nobody remembers Videophone existed to begin with.
I feel like it's wiped off the face of everything.
It was not nearly as iconic.
No. I feel like that was supposed to be part one, and part two was Videophone, Telephone.
Agreed.
I don't understand, like, the imagery is iconic. Like, of course. The classic Gaga. You know, you think of, like, the Diet Coke cans and the cigarette eye glasses, but, like...
Maybe in 20 years, they can continue the Bonnie and Clyde joyride of it all in the car, like for a new project or something, maybe. But it doesn't make sense to tie in something from that into this very new project
like
about something else. Anyway, I'm so sorry to the stans who shook and cried. I do think there was like one stylist who posted a picture of Gaga from Telephone on the Parkwood team. And so everyone freaked out, but...
Which was clown.
That was clown.
Yeah.
But still, yeah.
Anything to get a stream.
Well,
the other thing that has me thinking that Gaga is in fact working on new pop music was an acknowledgement that she made via sound usage of the Von Dutch remix, but specifically Addison Rae's Scream that we talked about.
You know how I love working with legends.
This makes me think she's somewhere, but she's listening too.
She knows with a deep regret.
She knows where the monsters have moved their streams to.
Do you think genuinely that she knows the person screaming is the one who took her song and recorded it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I feel like she would have had to approve it.
She would.
In some way.
Yeah. Because maybe not. I thought she was a co-writer on it, but she must know. Because if nothing else, she's been tagged to death about it. There's no way she could avoid when that song came out. Everyone was like, oh, it's Gaga's demo, Gaga. So yeah, nothing on but the radio. If you didn't know, the deep lore was Gaga's for a while. It was in the vaults. And then Addison took it out, polished it off, improved it.
I agree. A bold statement, but it is fact.
And so my question truly, watching that video, I was just like, do you know that voice? Like, do you know that that's that person?
Yes, I do think she does.
In any case, cool for Addison. Because I know that Gaga's like one of her top artists, so that must have been crazy to see the acknowledgement. The Scream is the best part of that remix.
It is.
Everyone's using it. The Scream. So, you know what?
The video and the Scream
are
the best parts. I think she's aware.
I think you might be right. I think she's somewhere living with a deep regret. No.
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 She should put out Quicksand.
She should put out Quicksand.
What if Addison did Quicksand?
Ooh. I think she should do, Sia performs her song she wrote for others a lot. She should eventually do Hypnotico, Quicksand, all of the songs she wrote, Pussycat Dolls songs. She should put
a
those
medley.
Out.
A medley.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Mm. Well, we'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Yes.
On the subject of legends acknowledging legends, Catherine McPhee over at Chanteuse acknowledged the song.
She did.
I believe this is a birthday party, and Pia Toscano of American Idol sang over it, and Kat McPhee got up and sang it with her.
Yeah, Kat's 40th birthday party, which looked very star-studded. I mean, as we know, she is
Luann's twin,
married to David Foster, Yolanda's ex.
Yeah.
Who is connected to truly everyone in the industry.
Everyone.
So this looks
the point, Yolanda.
Big celebrity blowout, and Kat McPhee is singing over it.
She sounded good.
Yeah, I guess this is finally acknowledgement of it. Although there was a time she was going to tour the debut album or something. I feel like this is coming back to me.
Yeah. I almost feel like she kind of shied away from it all.
Well, there was the whole Trump stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. People found out that she had been donating to the RNC.
Oh my God. I completely forgot about
that. She got booed off the Twitter.
Oh, wow. You know, there's certain things that you just compartmentalize.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
Open toes and open receipts. No.
Oh my God. Well, a bop is a bop. That's not. Oops. Uh-huh. You know what? That's why you're here.
Yeah, to remind you of certain things.
At some point in my life, I would like to forget all of these recent years.
Right, right.
Anyway. The next legend to acknowledge, Sonia, I call her, this is stupid. If you listen to the last episode, two episodes ago, we talked about her tweet to Rubot, what is GHB? So Sonia, what is GHB Morgan, commented on Lizzo's recent post. This is not funny, but it's funny.
Unintentionally funny.
So Lizzo has posted on Instagram that she is quitting the industry.
Right. She pulled a Selena Gomez, quite frankly.
Yeah, but I'm a little concerned.
I
But I don't know if the, yeah.
I don't know if this is, I know a girly who quits social media and comes back a week later, but we'll see. It could be.
Oh, true.
It could be that. I just think it's that. But yeah, she said, I'm tired of putting up with being dragged on the internet. Peace out, basically. And Sonia Morgan chimed in.
She did. It's actually really sweet, but there's a typo. She said, Lizzie.
Unless that's her nickname for her.
Maybe. No, well, I think she commented after and was like, oops, autocorrect. Oh,
never mind.
Lizzie, never quit. Just rest. Go into your cave and re-energize through your art. Your own personal perception, that makes you you. They don't win. No one can take that away. That's actually so sweet.
Well, Summer, hi, speculating that this is because Lizzo's motion to toss out her sexual harassment lawsuit was dismissed, denied. So that is about to move forward. So,
well, like I say,
yep.
Everything plays out in court.
Everything plays out in court.
That's where all the truth comes to light.
That's true.
And it's certainly something that's been happening a lot this year.
Certainly has been.
So
let's wait and see.
Yeah.
Well, while we wait for Barrister Gina to take her spot on the court.
I want to be a juror again.
Please take my spot when I get my jury duty.
I'm clear for like
7 years, I think.
Or I think I might be 10 because mine was over 3 weeks.
Oh.
I forget. It was like something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Or you could just go to law school.
Oh, and then what? Be a lawyer at 50?
Yeah.
At this point?
Yeah.
I'm not going to make it that long.
Well, fair enough. But you could do it. The time will pass anyway.
Wow. That's actually really interesting. I know. I can't decide if I want to like run for office, be a lawyer, be a professor. How am I going to give back to the world? You know,
you could plant trees. That's also helpful.
I have my propagations.
Yeah.
Here.
Propagate.
Yeah. I have my flower that blossomed.
There you go.
Anyway. I think that it's time to get out of the courtroom and onto the runway.
Give back by serving.
Serving the community like me.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of Delta work, everyone, the podcasts have just been so fucking good lately.
They really have been.
But anyway, let's serve the community, shall we?
Yes,
a little
we
segment
should.
That we like to call High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right, so this first one that we're going to shout out, I have to make a confession. When I first saw this, I thought it was James Charles.
Oh God.
Now that I said it, you're all going to think it. Anne Hathaway for Vanity Fair with a new pixie cut. I was like, oh, wow, that's serving. And then I was like, oh, wait, that's Anne Hathaway.
I'm going to need some time to recover from that statement.
Am I wrong? Hi, sisters.
God. Well, it's
someone out there is going to see it and think the same thing.
I wouldn't say it's a pixie cut as much as like a wrapping around the head.
Oh, kind not of. That one. The one from the
front, the
yes,
cover.
Yes, from the front.
Yeah.
And the video, too.
The...
Yeah, I mean, come on. Is that not James Charles? Sorry, what?
You know, I guess if you squint...
I am kind of losing my vision a little bit.
I was going to say, might be an eye doctor appointment in your
future. I can't afford it.
Okay, well... Until that day comes, you can see all the James Charles you want on every corner of at the bodega. Yes, Anne Hathaway for Vanity Fair. This was good, and this was a good feature as well. They made her watch her clips of her best performances, and I thought that was really cool.
She's fun.
She's really fun, and a big part of this profile actually was her discussing the weird era in time where people were really mean and hateful about her. About a decade ago.
Yeah, wasn't it on Twitter?
Yeah, there was a big backlash that she was annoying, that she was a theater girl, whatever kind of thing. It was like this weird thing, but it's also like, also she has a great personality in my opinion. And
yeah,
she's a great actress.
And I feel like she's been very consistent on the serving.
Yes.
In recent years.
Oh yeah.
And the video of her dancing that has become a meme.
Right. Yeah, shot by Norman Jean Roy. This is a really great shoot, I think. Very moody. And all the videos of her while she was posing, she was listening to Lana Del Rey.
Wow, she's one of the girls.
She's one of the girls. So, yeah, it was a fairly deep profile. Not to bring it too seriously, but she also revealed during that time that she had actually suffered a miscarriage. So while everyone was like dragging her on the internet, she's going through this very personal traumatic thing. And it's like, you never know.
No.
You never know what people are going through. And it's awful that it was compounded by like fucking gays being like, she's not serving.
Yeah,
like,
Catwoman flopped.
Yeah. But yeah, that was a good feature at the beginning of the week. And then of course, before we get into the next one, I do want to shout out my, oh no, wait, actually, let's do the one that's in the next one. So we have W, the first ever digital feature.
Yeehaw.
I'm biased. My friend actually did write this one.
Oh.
Shout out to Alex Hawgood. Beyonce, Cowboy Carter. He said it's such an honor to write about Bay's radio rough stock renaissance.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Bay. B. B.
Oh, which by the way, we have a
Beyonce.
Correction.
Oh.
So apparently Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Is actually just Beyonce.
Just said the same.
And then I corrected you last week because you said
to say
Beyonce.
But it, then it to Beyonce. But yeah. In fact, it's just Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
So B.
Just be you. Anne Marie.
Exactly. That's the real name. A new era.
I love the one with the, not the mask, but like the kind of like a mask.
Kind of the Orville Peck.
Yes.
Who, if he's on his own, harder. Got rid of the mask for this new shoot that just came out. He had the hat over his head, but he did his own little reveal while Cowboy Carter was happening. It's like, not now.
Yeah.
Now Beyonce is doing what you're doing. Yeah. Photography by Pamela Hansen. This is, you know, Lasso, Hay Bales.
Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption. Bandanas, chaps. All the accoutrements of the Western fantasy. Very cool. And then we're going all over the place, actually, all different countries. This actually rocked me to my core for the entire week because they kept releasing photos. Vogue Scandinavia. How Scandinavian of me. Bjork for Vogue Scandinavia. This has rattled me to my core. This shoot, just that she's doing Vogue, but also she's wearing the Maison Margiela designed by Galliano, the one that everyone was gagging over with the porcelain skin makeup look that went crazy.
Yeah.
She's like fresh off the runway, snatched the look already for the cover of this thing. A million other looks too, playing the harp, looking like so fucking cool. Like insect meets harp playing. Just, I mean, all her photo shoots are always amazing and out there and cool. But
I feel like it was very unexpected too.
Super unexpected.
I was like, oh.
And the interview, she had explained, like, usually she does, like everybody does, like promo for something coming. And she flat out said, like, I am nowhere near, you know, the start of an album or anything. So this is actually interesting. I'm like creatively digging for things right now. Yeah, she posed and she even shouted out Jimbo. She's a known Drag Race stan.
Taste.
And she shouted out Jimbo in her own caption about it, which is like, I mean, that's so fucking cool of her to do. So I just have to give a shout out to Bjork. She wrote, I could see, oh, well, this is a whole bumble of influences and stuff. She said, is perhaps even Jimbo there? Wish such a profound thing. I'm so honored to have worn this garment. I wore Margiela for my first debut cover, so it's sentimental to me. Oh, I didn't realize that.
I need Jimbo to do the Met Gala.
Right? Oh my God.
The Allegra Cole inspiration of it all.
Honestly.
If you know, you know.
Well, this wasn't the only Vogue making waves this week. Our favorite Avon lady is back to do her annual, biannual trolling, honestly. Doing a photo shoot with no music to come.
No. With the fucking cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She
knows
did
exactly what she's doing. I freaked out. I was texting you and I was like, oh, my God. I was like, is Rihanna going to be on Cowboy Carter? Tell me.
I think that wasn't. I mean, but these things happen so far out. I don't think that's.
Yeah, but with fashion and stuff, there are trends. Like, stuff does get kind of mapped.
Yeah.
Ahead of time. So, like, you'll know Cowboy Carter's coming out in March, in spring.
You're
the,
right.
The girls do get kind of a heads up.
Yeah, you're right.
Because then it helps everyone when there's a, like the Pantone color of the year when it comes out.
Right.
And they predict the fashion colors. Right. And then when you see, because it's fashion week every week, there can kind of be cohesion.
You're right.
A little bit.
Well,
florals for spring.
Groundbreaking. Rihanna specifically did this because there's always a reason, as the Fenty founder prepares to bring her beauty brand to Chinese shores. So she very specifically did Vogue China for that market and promoted Fenty Beauty, as she does. Our favorite capitalist mogul.
It's fine.
It's fine.
I said in the Discord this week, I said when she drops the triple disc of all the music she's been working on for the past decade.
Mm-hmm.
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 It's
we love delusion.
We can, you know.
She also talked about her hair, which I believe we've seen her register things for hair, right? Like Fenty
branding.
Yeah. So yeah. I feel like she's teasing things still to come. So I don't know. But the shoot is obviously very cool. She looks great. Yes, cowboy hat.
One thing she is consistent with is always serving. So.
And I also saw a lot of appreciation in the comments for her Cupid's bow. She has one of the best in the game, honestly.
She does.
Like that, it's such a distinct.
It's where
in
you
her
put your
lips.
Highlighter.
It
you
is.
You know that?
And it's highlighted in this, yeah. You know, this picture, especially. Like, it's just like, bam. My favorite actually is this one with the sticky note
mm-hmm.
jacket.
It's very like
Brad the office if it served. Yeah.
But like natural.
Mm-hmm. Well, she looks great for promoting Cowboy Carter without being on it.
Yeah.
Honestly, maybe Jay or B like called in with like, can you just do something vaguely Western country?
It did have people freaking out.
It did.
The Gaga post had people freaking out.
Yeah.
It's like, why not?
Why not?
Get the girls to help you promo, get their fans riled up.
You're right. And in the end, it was just Miss Dolly spilling days in advance.
Yeah. Hey, babe.
Hey, babe.
How you doing there, Rihanna?
Just shows up for a late night thing. I think I'm on the Beyonce album.
Yeah. Stream like, my version first.
Yeah. We'll get to that. Yeah. But yeah. Well, before we kick off our discussion of that, we should probably check in while we still can to a little app on our phones.
Which, like, they forgot about that already. Like,
yeah, they're already moving on from that discussion.
As
so.
They should. But
time for a little segment we like to call TikTok Talk. Well,
what the fuck is going on in New York?
That's an evergreen question, to be honest.
True.
I don't know. I don't know how prevalent it actually is and
it's
what's
very
going
prevalent.
On. But apparently women are being punched in the face.
Yeah.
Punch talk is now what's happening. I do think as of recently, there was somebody who was detained.
There was an arrest. Mm-hmm. But there's also some of the girls have been saying that the person they got is not the one who hit them. So it seems to be,
my God.
They're trying to figure out if it's like some deep internet trend
right.
that like men are doing. I don't know, but.
Awful. Horrible. However, I do have to ask, is it true? Did Bethany also claim this?
Okay. So to give the story to everyone. So here in Manhattan, there's this, I don't want to say it's trend because it sounds like it's trendy, but there's over 36 women who've been punched while they've been looking at their phone. Not really aware of their surroundings, and mm-hmm. someone has, like, hit them in the head. Bethany then decided to, like, be like, oh, well, once, like, you know, like, it was, like, a year ago, and I'm, like, standing outside, and, like, someone hit me in the head. And so I was, like, you know, I wasn't going to say anything. And then, like, you know, I saw all these girls being, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I thought I would, say, you know, say that I got punched in the face, too.
So
and everyone's, like, did no one ask you?
She's chiming in about a past experience?
Yeah.
Oh.
From, like, a year ago. And everyone's, like,
your eyes looking a little bit like mine.
Literally.
That is...
Everyone's like...
That is actually exactly what I would expect from Bethany.
Same.
Just to be like, oh, well, I've actually had that happen already.
Allegedly.
Right.
But I hit unfollow immediately when I saw that. I'm like, she would.
She stops at nothing,
to
be
honest.
Did
I tell you guys my Bethany story? I can tell it now. Yeah. I feel like...
Watch what happens, or...
Well, when she blocked me.
Oh, no.
Okay, so... Back when I was working at Watch What Happens Live, mm-hmm. obviously I followed everyone because, like, you know, it's my job. So she tweeted something that was racist.
Yeah.
And I saw it. The tweet was, wow, at Kmart has two registers open with five other employees standing around and two speak no English whatsoever.
Oh my God.
Shoes are zapatos, right? And I responded to it and I was like, you need to delete that, like, from my personal account. And she blocked me. Sure enough, what happens the next day? E! Online, New York Post, Page Six, everyone screenshots it, posts about it.
Yeah, but that's what she wants.
And I'm like, I can't.
No. She's, no.
Yeah.
No, just no.
So, but then she eventually did unblock me.
She already canceled her own podcast.
The Rewives?
Rewatch? Rewives?
Yeah.
She did a 10-minute update. She's like, I'm not doing it anymore. I don't want to make a bad impression to my daughter. This is not how women behave. And I'm like, you have some nerve.
What?
Fucking hypocrite of hypocrites. What?
I gotta say, Luann ate her the fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
On that one, she's like, see her eating the fish. Like, eating the fish like a lunatic on that. Like, oh my God.
She's eating her up just in general, playing the long game of, like, now yeah. Look at how they are perceived by the fandom.
Yeah.
My God.
And then Bethany tried to do on TikTok. She tried, like, rapping the new Cardi song. Like, I'm here, you're there. I forget. It was like, she was trying to fire back at Luann. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is not hitting. Like,
I saw that she was trying to do a diss track at Luann, and Luann won't never, well, she'll never see it, or she'll be like, okay, I'm touring.
Okay.
Ugh. Yeah, Luann doesn't fuck with people like that either. She doesn't drag like that or talk about these topics like that.
No.
Well, we'll see.
Wow. It's truly something.
Truly something.
But yeah. Wait, is this tweet still up? There's no way this is still up.
Oh, I'm sure.
Shifted it up.
Of course.
2016, too.
Of course.
Yeah, all the replies in it are like, are you kidding? Anyway. Allegedly, not allegedly, it's on Twitter, X still. The link is still live. But that's just my personal opinion. I've heard she's very litigious when it comes to people talking about her.
Oh, all right. So, we'll trim this.
No, we won't. It's fine. I'm not worried about it. Also in TikTok news, there was one TikTok that I got sent, honestly, I have to say probably at least over 30 people sent this to me. Very much, like, this is like when you got the DMs about Madonna and Kylie,
mm-hmm.
I got all the DMs about this artist turning Chucky into Madonna.
We've got our things.
The amount of DMs that I got.
I got several to forward to you, and I didn't because I just knew you were getting it already.
Yeah. The artist is at HUYLSON mm-hmm. on TikTok. And I got so... We've talked about this. They did the... they did, like, the Beyonce egg and, like, all of the... The artistry is impeccable here.
It is.
But all of the DMs that I got were like, wow, you really ate this. You're serving. Someone said, they're like, oh my God, the corset looks so good on you. Really? Like, I didn't realize how many people, like, got the lean in here.
Yeah, no, you've associated yourself very strongly with Chucky.
Yeah, because I used to get called Chucky as a kid, which I didn't get, but, like, now it's funny.
Now you've watched it all.
And then I got called Chucky by a couple people in my 20s, and then... Those fucking losers on Twitter were like, okay, Chucky. And I'm like, do you think this is funny to me?
So now you've reclaimed it?
Yes, I've reclaimed.
And and now she's Madonna-fied. Fully serving with Gautier cone bra, but as the suspenders, which is really
so
fucking funny.
Good. But yeah, that is probably my favorite TikTok of the week.
Yeah, definitely.
And then... new music, kind of, as we segue in.
Yeah.
Nicole Richie did a rap on TikTok.
Yeah, as Nikki Fresh.
About saving the bees.
She did.
Where's she Dandelion? Did.
Where the fuck is Dandelion? That was just going to be my question.
If you know, you know. Where's Dandelion?
I have
actual bop.
No idea. Although I do remember that dark period where she did try this Nikki Fresh thing a decade ago as a rapper. She's apparently still doing this for saving the bees.
I mean,
that's a better.
We do support saving the bees.
We do. I just wonder, like, to to do all this sort of like production value and stuff, like, do you want to do music or just for this? I don't know. Because she like could.
It's giving like Lindsay Lohan and Hilary Duff vibes of like, if they'll pay me
yeah.
to sing for an ad, I'll do it. But like, we see it as like, no, that you could actually make a bop.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we talked about this actually last week on the after show.
Right.
The new Paris. Mm-hmm. And how we feel about these girls. Like, we got to get them actual bops.
Mm-hmm.
But
she is certainly adjacent to the music world if she ever does decide to do it.
Legends only. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Anyway, speaking of music, I think we should dive into the new music of the week.
We should. But before we do that, do you love this podcast? Do we make you laugh every week? Do we make you giggle? Do you find our music recommendations helpful and accurate? If you do, and if you would like to support us directly, we have a Patreon filled with bonus dozens, or oh my God, dozens of bonus episodes, an after show after every main episode, and we're off next week.
That's right.
But we have something planned.
Sure do.
So the podcast will not skip a beat while Brad is in Miami. You can go to patreon.com/legendsonly. You can be an icon or a legend. Support us directly, or you can give us a 5-star review here on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And that would also help us as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now it is time for new music. So quickly, I would just like to shout out that I put my Spice Girls remix out.
That's right. Wannabe.
I remixed Wannabe into a house beat.
You know, if they're not going to do shit, you might as well do it for them.
You know what? I'm like putting myself out there, mm-hmm. trying to get noticed on the reels. Mm-hmm. I feel really good about it. It's a bop.
It is a bop.
I like mixed it up a bit. And then towards the end, because it's, she gave you substance.
Yeah.
We gave you 4 minutes and 18 seconds.
Yeah.
There is a Pussycat Dolls inspired, like, you know, the When I Grow Up dance break.
Yes.
If you know that, you will hear this and you'll be like, oh, I get it. There's a break at the end and then it gets a little like tropical trancy.
Yes.
At the end. It's a bop. I'm really proud of it. And the cover is really cool. I like retouched the PlayStation artwork. So if you're into it, let me know.
Love.
And then quickly on the dance music front, I would like to shout out Doechii and JT with the song Alter Ego. That just dropped.
Oh, yes.
Bop.
I am a little afraid of Azealia Banks' Instagram story following this song. I do feel like she is going to feel a way about this song.
Oh, I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's undeniably, it goes off. I mean,
get off Instagram and start going back to the studio then.
But yeah, I mean.
sorry.
Yeah.
She ate Lizzo up too. And like, she wrote something this morning and I was like, oh my God.
It definitely reminds me of a Azealia-esque beat.
Yeah.
Bop. But yeah.
One of my friends worked on the music video.
Oh, cool.
She posted it to her portfolio yesterday and I was like,
that's incredible.
Yeah.
Love that.
Also, there is Zurb and the Chainsmokers with the track Addicted.
Mm-hmm.
I know we say this a lot, but sometimes on Legends Only, we are ahead of our time.
Oh.
We shouted out Zurb a while back.
Yep.
And now that track has literally been remixed. The way this blew up on TikTok and is now remixed by Tiesto, ATB, the Chainsmoke, like literally every major DJ, Getta, like every huge DJ that is on the festival circuit remixed this guy's track after it blew up on social media.
It's true.
So don't ban TikTok.
In conclusion.
Or if you are a producer or like an artist, to see this happen for someone should be inspiring because you never know. So share your art as you yell at me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then lastly, Becky Hill is back with Outside of Love.
Oh my God. So good. Becky Hill's album is going to be fantastic, I think. I really like the album cover too. It's just that unfortunately this week, everything got eclipsed.
It did.
Before the lunar eclipse. Or the, what was it? It's not a lunar eclipse. Is it a lunar eclipse?
Well, the solar one's coming on the 8th.
Yes. Solar eclipse.
Everyone's like really freaking out about that. As yeah. if it hasn't happened before.
I know. There's apparently towns like in the direct line that are like being told to collect food and water just in case. And it's like, of what? The 4 minutes of darkness?
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
It's everyone's crazy.
I Fast also, forward. It's like the day after tomorrow.
Mass panic. I also do want to shout out, I forgot to put it on here, as always. Leanne from Little Mix put out a song, Speaking of Love, called Stealin' Love, which is very good too. That is one of the mixes. We love the Little Mixes. And honestly, I really like all of her. Well, maybe I shouldn't say all of the mixes, but.
Oh, well. When are they going to reunite?
I give it 5 years.
Power of three, not meant to be, is that saying?
Yeah, but they're kind of fierce when they're three, I have to be honest.
Oh, God.
They are.
I mean, it makes the formation better.
Yes, it does. And then I'll quickly also, in my K-pop bag, just shout out, BoA's back with a song called Emptiness.
Oh.
And Islet, which is a new girl group, is debuting with a song called Magnetic, which I have not gotten out of my head all week. And the choreography is so hard, and I'm trying to learn it.
She's a dancer now.
It's so hard. It's like handography, but it's all over TikTok. So yeah, Islet, Magnetic, not illet as it's spelled out. Apparently, the meaning behind their girl group name is I'll and then blank it, and it's supposed to be like
I'll do it.
I'll take it. I'll whatever. It's supposed to be like yeah. So it's Islet technically. Apparently. Anyway.
Speaking of I'll do it, did you see the Heidi Montag? I don't think it was a TikTok. It was a reel of her skiing.
Skiing in the fucking bikini.
Like, honestly impressive.
Number one, impressive. And number two, the exact amount, like the correct promo for that album.
Yeah.
Skiing tits out in a bikini. Perfect.
It's so good.
It really is.
Multi-talented.
It reminds me of like, I don't know, some sort of like 80s nerd comedy movie or something of like, I don't know. It's just so like, what was that?
Yeah.
Well.
I think it's time we change the station, shall we?
Oh, okay.
To KNTRY Radio. let me just adjust this really quickly. That's a bop.
It's now time for the Legends Only review of Cowboy Carter.
There we go. That's station 10/5. KVNT. Oh, wait, no, CVNT.
Perfect. Yeah. That's my favorite station.
Same. Z100, pack it up.
Well, she's here. Cowboy Carter, Beyonce's second album in the trilogy that we still don't know what we're calling. Act one, act two.
I'm calling it the Renaissance.
Trilogy.
Yeah.
Okay. I accept that.
What did Star Wars call their trilogy?
Star Wars.
Oh.
Yeah.
So then we can just call it Renaissance?
Sure. Yeah.
The Legend Strikes Back.
Yes. The album is here and it kicked off with a bang as it already broke the Spotify record. To no surprise, to be honest.
Yeah, Spotify officially updated us and said on Friday, March 29th, if you know, you know, an iconic date now, Beyonce's Cowboy Carter became Spotify's most streamed album in a single day in 2020 so far. This is also the first time a country album holds the title this year.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, well, it got that record without the help of some of you.
What?
That were listening a little early.
Oh, some of you took a day flight to New Zealand on your VPN.
That was quick. I'm teasing.
Yes, and it is a little different than...
How do you feel? You didn't contribute to this. No. How does that make you feel?
I would say it's a little different than what happened with Renaissance, which actually leaked because it hit retailers early.
Yeah.
Like, they chose, very confusingly, to release this midnight locally.
It made no sense. I thought we were getting, like...
Most of the girls do it midnight EST, like the big releases, like not... Yeah. So I was surprised.
A designated time where like the entire globe stops.
Right.
Because she's, I mean, if anyone's going to make the world stop.
Make the world move?
Well, oh. Hi. It's her.
Right.
So for act three, can we pick a time that works for everybody? And then the whole entire, because like how iconic is that?
Right.
If you're like everyone in the world.
World stop.
Like this whole world Agreed. Is listening at the same time.
I know this was a little confusing, but it did happen to drop locally, but that's okay.
The discourse on Twitter was so funny.
It was really funny.
They're like, how would you feel after doing it? Like,
it was a
like
little
going
over
back
the
and forth.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just old and I'm like,
I can wait until it drops. So I don't need to figure out and get like viruses on my.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I get it. And it, you know, it's that's how it was intended to be listened to. So it's fine. You could wait 12 hours, whatever. So it dropped. And very helpfully, actually, I want to shout this out. And I did this on social media, too. The press release that you can read on Presswire is actually super helpful and informative and includes all of the inspirations, the influences, and the collaborators. Many quotes from her, which obviously we know is a rare thing. And intentions behind making the album. And I feel like reading this helped me better understand where she was coming from, why she said it wasn't a country album, why it's more of like a genre blurring experience. And I don't know, it was super helpful. So shout out to Parkwood for the helpful press release.
Yeah, this was good.
Press releases range from like, hey, this Slay Mama record is about to fucking eat you up, bitch, to like more comprehensive things like this. So I appreciated this.
I feel like this one needed it more than Renaissance.
Agreed.
Part one. Two.
I mean, just hearing alone that it was inspired by Western film and movies like Urban Cowboy, Space Cowboys, Killers of the Flower Moon was like, oh, like you just wouldn't even, I wouldn't even think of that. I mean, yeah, we'll get into everything, but that was really cool and handy to have. Before the think pieces rolled in, I had like a sense of where she was coming from.
Oh, are there already think pieces?
For sure.
It's been out for 48 hours.
Oh,
like,
they were out the first hour.
A think piece in 1 hour.
I know. I think it's fine in the Discord to be like instant impression, knee-jerk reaction and stuff, but to put out a published piece an hour after you heard an album. For me, especially a Beyoncé album, is insane to do.
I could do that about part one.
Yeah.
After like,
because you were just
seeing
like,
it live and the movie. I could be like, oh.
Yeah.
But not in 48 hours.
Even just the fact that it says in the press release that Cowboy Carter is a character. It was birthed from the experiences inspired by original black cowboys of the American West. Didn't know this. The word cowboy was used in a derogatory way to describe the former slaves as boys. Who are the most skilled and had the hardest jobs of handling horses and cattle. In destroying the negative connotation, what remains is the strength and resiliency of the men who were the true definition of Western fortitude. And as we also know, this was inspired by events that took place in 2016 at the Country Music Awards. Beyoncé said, "This album took over 5 years. It's been really great to have time and grace to be able to take my time with it." This was the fun fact that blew everyone's mind. "I was initially going to put Cowboy Carter out first, but with the pandemic, there was too much heaviness in the world. We wanted to dance. We deserved to dance. But I had to trust God's timing." So Cowboy Carter would have been the first act. Crazy.
God's timing is always right.
But for me, that makes a lot of sense because I think this has a lot of the DNA of Lemonade. So I could see more connective tissue to like the personal narratives of Lemonade and, of course, Daddy Lessons and stuff connecting to Cowboy Carter. I know there was Black is King and the Jay-Z album that came before, the Carters, but this connected to Lemonade for me now that I've listened to it. And I'm like, oh yeah, it would have gone into this. And then people have already shared Amen at the end of the album, bleeding into I'm That Girl on Renaissance and how seamless like that is taking you into the future.
And the visuals.
And the visuals.
From the lyric video.
Right.
And the... So you can also see where she was piecing the puzzle pieces
the
together.
The girls have been sleuthing and they're like, oh, all the visuals are connected.
Yeah.
It's going to be one big thing. I'm convinced.
That's what I feel like we're not going to get the visuals until it is like a 10-hour mega, well, like 4-hour
And I don't even think it's going to be the whole album visual either. I think
that
it'll
be
like
so cool if it was though.
It would be
a music video for every single track that you can watch individually, but you could press play and watch from start to finish.
This
and it's
is me
entire
now.
Movie. Well,
if it's late, no,
I think it kind of slayed, but like, oh, that's so cool.
It's really cool, and at this point, I'm completely at peace with like. No one needs to bother her for the visuals for Act Two. At this point, I feel like we are on her case, and we know like you're doing a bigger thing now.
She's ahead of us.
Yeah,
she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, this is part of a bigger project at this point. Even though she was revealed to be like filming at the time of Break My Soul and writing letters to people thanking them for being in the visuals, it's like I don't know when everything was filmed, but now it makes sense as like a big overall project.
I feel. And I don't even, this conversation might be jumping around a little bit, but bear with us all. I feel like Renaissance could be a museum at the end of all of this.
Oh.
Like a massive exhibit. We talked about how the outfits in the world tour from part one alone are an exhibit. But like now with all this history.
Yeah.
Because I started diving into the rabbit hole of the graphic design of the track list.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the references from it and like where it came from and the posters that inspired the track listing post that went out first.
Right.
And I was just like, holy shit, I had no idea the history of all of this.
Yeah.
And I feel like you could go into a museum exhibit, bop along to the bops.
Right.
But then learn about the graphic design choices. Learn about the filming choices, learn about the fashion choices and the history of it and like why this sound is the way it is and where this melody, like as a kid who's like a Beyonce fan, like, and then you learn about history, like to me, that's
a cool idea.
Something that could be done.
Yeah. There's so much to learn about. I mean, every album, especially in this trilogy, has felt like a history lesson in a really cool way of like, basically my overarching opinion of this and Renaissance is like she's essentially like a seamstress bringing together all this tapestry of sounds, genres, visuals. And it's like it's such a blend of things that it's overwhelming every time. Like it's going to be overwhelming for the third act, too, because it's a blend of genre, a blend of sound. Again, in the press release, this clarified things. The album is a cornucopia of sounds that Beyonce loves and grew up listening to. Between visits and performances at the Houston Rodeo, country, original rhythm and blues, Zydeco, and black folk. The album wraps itself in pure instrumentation in a celebratory gumbo of sounds using, among others, the accordion, harmonica, washboard, acoustic guitar, bass, ukulele, pedal steel guitar, vibra slap, mandolin, fiddle, organ, tack piano, banjo. There's hand claps, horseshoe steps, boot stomps, hardwood floors, and yes, those are Beyonce's nails as percussion.
Yes.
Just like the dolly thing that she demonstrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the track Riverdance.
Yep.
And there's a clip that's going around on X. That is Dolly doing it.
Mm-hmm. And it borrows from so many things. I can't even begin to... The things are actually still coming out. Like people are like referencing things on X and being like, this is this, this is that.
Do you feel like Act Two is more... complex than Act One, or not complex.
Well, it's definitely bigger.
Layered.
It is because it's bigger. First of all,
I mean, feel like it's more robust.
It definitely is. It's double the size. First of all, it has more intention with specifically pointing at people like Dolly and Linda Martell and all the people that are actually like featured. Like, I do feel like it's more providing platform. Blackbird having all of these rising or new country stars on it. Like, it does feel a bit more ambitious in its intention.
Yeah.
Renaissance feels like, as she said, celebratory, joy, escapism. And this one is more like, I think it has a hope of uniting the country, the world. It has more ambition in it, I think. In some ways, more definitely more political, I think, in some ways. So I do think it's much more, even more, I should say, ambitious. Because Renaissance is still ambitious, but this is like double the size, double the layers.
Yeah. I mean, the way the album starts off,
American
I thought was so
Requiem.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, when it started off with that Lady Gaga duet, I was...
hello, hello, baby.
I definitely need time to let it all sink in.
Oh, same.
There are certain songs that do stand out immediately. I mean, you get the Blackbird Beatles cover, and we should definitely talk about Dolly P into Jolene.
Yeah.
Which we all knew about. Thank you, Miss Dolly. She did not get the facts that she should not talk about it.
Yeah, she posted like, oh, I just heard the new Jolene. Everyone's like, what do you mean you just heard it? But I'm like, I mean, the way that Beyonce works, like...
And the way Dolly works.
I mean, do we remember, like, when she did self-titled the music videos mm-hmm. and was filming the music videos, but it was silent except for her?
Yeah.
So these people that are dancing to the song...
Don't know.
They don't know the song. Like,
and Dolly very famously still uses the fax machine.
Yeah, she which is iconic.
Like a cell. I would not be surprised if she had no way of reaching it, hearing it, or whatever.
Dial-up modem. Dial-up and it's modem. Like, Jolene in 96 kilobytes per second.
What I really loved, and once again, we're doing the connective tissue to Lemonade, Becky with the good hair. We've taken her, grabbed her by the hair, brought her into this for Jolene. And I just want to say to Miss Jolene, kudos to you,
she's
mama.
Kind of
thanks
iconic.
For spilling, because 51 years later, she has girls upset still. Yeah.
She's the Marie Antoinette of our time, the modern day Marie Antoinette.
And of course, as people noticed, Jolene is not a straight-up cover. It's actually Beyoncé's take on it, which has a very different, pointed, lyrical tone to it. While Dolly came in sort of vulnerable and like, please don't steal my band.
Get away from him, please.
Beyoncé said, I will end you. It's really funny, honestly. There's a lot of debate on social about it. Some people don't love it because of the lyrical changes.
People were like raging mad, but I'm like,
I don't know. I think it's fun. And once again, I feel like this is one big sonic project where it's like, it's not dependent on this one song. It's a radio show, first of all, this album concept.
Yeah.
You're like flipping through the dial, you're hearing sounds. I don't know. I think it's like a fun, cool thing to include.
And I think too, especially with like, you know, there's only 12 notes in a scale, and like at some point, everyone's going to be covering everything. And to flip it,
yeah,
I think gives it, because she could have done, the thing is, she could just do a straight Jolene cover. I mean, we've seen Miley do that. Plenty of other country artists have.
And Blackbird was more intentional of kind of doing it straightforward.
Yeah, I think it's cool to give a twist with an edge.
I agree with you. I think it was a fun decision, in my opinion.
I do love the tweet. That's from at IVOURTH. Jolene really messed with one woman's man and is still getting whacked 51 years later. Your legacy is trash, mama.
Oh, I love it. I loved all the memes. It was really funny.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we have there's so much on here. The instant standout for me, though, and I do think this was pretty common among people, for me, it was Bodyguard.
Oh, yeah.
Unpopular
opinion. I didn't really get into that one yet.
Oh.
But okay, so here's my kind of take on this, because it's been...
like 48 hours.
Less than 72 hours since it came out. And I remember part one, the tracks that stood out to me right away changed over time.
Yeah.
And then like, I remember with Thick, I was like, oh, I was into it, but then like I wasn't into it. And then after the tour, I was like really into it.
Yeah.
So I feel like with this album, I'm still marinating.
Yeah.
Because Daughter was like a standout for me.
Right.
But Bodyguard didn't really, she hasn't clicked yet, but I'm still marinating.
Bodyguard to me felt like the most straightforward, radio-friendly thing that can come from the album, aside from the Miley duet. I don't know. I felt like that was a more modern country take, whereas a lot of these are more classic country or throwback vibes. I felt like Bodyguard had a more... yeah, like a more modern sounding country take.
Yeah.
Which I really like. I think there's like a lot on here though that I'm still diving into. And I will say, you know, country's never going to be my favorite. It's not my favorite genre. I won't have the same connection probably to this album as I did Renaissance, but
agreed.
That's merely because of the genre. However,
if it was trance,
it was trance, it would be over. But the writing on it, the lyrics, the fact that it is such a genre blur makes it way more interesting than just, you know.
Well, I'll tell everyone what went through my mind on my first listen.
Oh.
So I did like my first listen the night it came out. I fell asleep before it ended. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. It was like one something in the morning. And I listened to the Miley duet.
It is a long one. It's a long one.
The Miley duet made me start sobbing. And I listened to it multiple times. And then I was falling asleep. So then the next day I went on my walk and I did the full listen through. And I will say something that happened to me while listening to this album that did not happen on my first listen of Renaissance. I felt like, because if you ever seen me walking on the sidewalk, I've gotten a lot of people before who've like, I said hi to you on the sidewalk and you just kept walking.
Yeah, I get a lot of DMs.
Or like, I said, you know, like you were so out of it. I'm like, I'm on a world tour.
You're marinating. Right, you're now digesting.
Like, when I'm stomping it out and the headphones are in,
yeah,
I'm on stage.
That's okay? How I feel.
I am visualizing the music that I'm listening to. So when I'm walking to this, I literally was like having a full visual experience of like, being in the car, listening to the radio, then Beyonce is dropping me off here. Like, it took me into an experience that I didn't feel with like Deeper Well and Eternal Sunshine, which is not shade. I love those albums, but those feel like start, stop, song, song, song.
Yeah.
This, the songs just kept blending and going, and I lost track of like, where this track stopped and started, and it just like took me into, like, she gave us an experience.
She really likes to do that. It's very much like, it could almost be a Broadway play, honestly. Yeah. It's very much all-encompassing, very, a lot of intentions, a lot of platforming of other artists on this album. Linda Martell, the first commercially successful Black female artist in country, and the first to play the Grand Ole Opry, has, you know, her own voice moments in there that are really meaningful that she's included in this as well. And I think it's just, I'm kind of just in awe of her creativity, Beyonce, because I feel like every project is so ambitious and all encompassing, and
the layers of the production are unreal.
Yeah. She provides a history lesson and a good listening experience all at the same time. Cause it's also the thing of like, you can take it for its face value, or you can dig in and realize that this, it's almost like the speech in the Devil Wears Prada. This cerulean belt has been exactly picked out for you by
Exactly though.
Like, yeah. I don't know. I'm really appreciative of that with her. And selfishly, this has made me incredibly excited for Act 3 already, because if it truly is rock, like
she's going to snap.
It's going to be unreal. It will be my favorite, probably.
I feel like that's my overall like arching, like, yeah. Daughter really the opera Yonsei that jumped out.
Oh, right. Anne-Marie Lastrassi does feature on this album.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Italy.
I also was thinking, like, her statement when she's like, this isn't a country album, this is a Beyonce album. The way that you could strip out her vocals and, like, she's opera, you could strip this out and add a house beat to it, and, like, you could have part one.
Yeah.
Like, if you strip out certain things, because there's so many details.
Yeah, the second third of, or the final third of this album,
they're like acts.
Weird. Yeah, it gets weird in the same way Renaissance does, where it's like, oh, this song has five songs in it, kind of vibes. Totally. By the
Do
time,
you guys want to know my sphere concept?
Oh, yeah.
That came to me on
that
my
we
walk.
Still don't know, but like, it could be the sphere.
Well, I feel like this album is definitely more of like an intimate experience, because, I mean, we'll get to it last, but like, the emotions that were coming to me listening to these lyrics and stuff. But my visual that came to me while I was on my walk, and no, I was not edible. I was walking around the park, getting my exercise and my steps in, a road trip with Beyonce. Because the sphere is like, it's made to feel like an IMAX, where like you're immersed. You're in the passenger seat with Beyonce. She's driving through the country, but like, it's Beyonce country. Mm-hmm. And you make all of these stops at these like landmarks that are Beyonce-ified. And I literally had a visual of like the Grand Canyon, but with diamonds pouring, like the silver Renaissance Beyonce diamonds pouring through the little river in the middle. Mm-hmm. And you're in the sphere and she's performing like in the Grand Canyon. And then you get back in the car and you go to the Alamo or like whatever.
Sure.
And it's just like this visual experience of like vast landscapes and beautiful scenes. And you're crying, listening to Most Wanted.
I see the vision.
Yeah.
As soon as I listened to this album, I thought, well, this should be a start to finish visual, almost like they did in the pandemic, honestly, like a visual concert. Because I don't know how it would play touring as well as it would in the sphere or shot professionally, pandemic concert style.
Yeah. And she doesn't need to dance these
records, too. This is definitely not a dancey record. I mean, no, you get some moments at the end, but yeah.
Oh, also to clarify, the Sphere, we're only talking about that because of the Verizon commercial.
Yeah.
Where we talk about how Beyonce is very intentional about what she appears with.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of us, our eyes perked up because she was on the Sphere. And we're like, that seems very...
It feels very intentional.
Because that's a venue.
Free promo for a venue
for
no reason seems a little questionable. So it would be surprising.
Right.
So I feel like something's going to happen there.
Yeah. And you too, like they did that in the Sphere where like there's a scene and it's like the countryscape and it's like the flag and the sunsets.
Yeah.
And so like just imagine that with like Beyonce, like out in the country with her.
I can imagine it.
Yeah.
I love this vision actually. I think that's really smart.
Tumbleweeds.
It's a perfect combination of like the... what was it? Attenborough, like nature film that they're showing there right now, and the music. Like, you can show these scenes of the West and whatever, and also have her performance. I think that's really, that's good. It gets fun. It gets rowdy by the end of it. She is bouncing on it, no hands, which I don't recommend anyone do. You can break something doing it that way.
Oh.
She, like, Pharrell starts coming in on this, and... The thing is, we're still getting the credits, like, right now. They're, like, rolling out. People are being like, by the way, Ray co-writing Riverdance.
Yeah.
Crazy. Crazy year for her. But, yeah, we're getting a lot of the credits through people being like, well, the news is out. I actually did 5 of these songs. It's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Tons of names on this, which is very cool to see. But, yeah, we should probably talk about the Miley duet.
I know. I feel like that's the...
Oh, wait. Yaya. I need to specifically talk about Yaya.
That needs to be...
The boots are made for walk-in of it all. I mean, my favorite is... I grew up on like a mixture of Motown, Beach Boys, Earth, Wind, and Fire. So when I heard Good Vibrations, like just randomly her doing like 2 lines of that, I was like, it's like there's... It's so unexpected. Yaya is really unexpected all around. It's just like a real genre blur. Very cool. And just the instant like giving us instructions... of like how to dance and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Love Yaya.
I also love that, and I wonder if anyone out there feels the same, but like it's nice to see American flag imagery in like a celebratory way.
In a non-hostile
way. For like the first time, I feel, in like a very long time.
It's an interesting point.
I don't really know how to explain this, but like, if I see an American flag emoji in your bio, I think you're a racist.
Right.
And why do I think that? Because 9 times out of 10, when I click your profile and I scroll 2 or 3 posts down, confirmed.
Right.
And it's become such a symbol of hate and violence. Mm-hmm. And don't even get me started with like the legality of it and how all these people are out there putting photos and imagery on the flag, which is literally against the fucking law. It's like U.S. codes. I forget. I digress.
Law degree incoming.
No, it's true, though. Like, putting the blue stripe on the flag is literally against the fucking law. If you're not supposed to put imagery, you're not supposed to put... I digress. Let me sit down for a second. It's true. It's defacing the flag, and they claim that they're a fucking patriot, and you're spewing hate while standing behind the American flag, and it's bullshit. Anyway, it is nice to see someone, like, actually celebrating... our history as a country and the art that comes from our country. That to me is the point of America. Sorry, I'm like so preachy right now. But like, it's true. Like, it's nice to see her doing this. And I'm sure that like other people feel really strongly about this too. It's celebratory. It's inclusive. It's fun. It's emotional. And like to see her sitting on that horse proudly with like the American flag waving, I'm like, hell yeah. Can we please like bring back what actually makes our country great? Thank you. Anyway, I stand by it. I do.
To your point in this press release, they write, it was at the rodeo she first saw diversity and camaraderie among people who love country music and an Americana lifestyle steeped in community, culinary offerings, gifts, and Western gear. And it was for everyone. Among the crowds were Black, Hispanic, and Native American cowboys who made their valuable, authentic allowances to the culture. Their stories are synonymous with American history.
Exactly. Point made there.
So
to me, that is like America. It's like we're supposed to be a nation that everyone is equal and we can... Anyway, I believe in a better future, so I'm being optimistic. So
You are optimistic, and you have always been that way, and you have always been very...
I would like to say that I'm proud to be an American again. Mm. You know what I mean? Instead of being like, oh, well, let me go back to France. Get me out of here.
Yes.
It would be nice to like celebrate the people of this country mm-hmm. and the history and the people who built this. Don't even get me started. Like on the people who built this fucking country.
Right.
Oh, okay. Sorry. This is a fun podcast. I know that there are people out there. I know there's at least one person who is like telling me to go off, bitch.
Yeah.
Especially this year, too. You think I'm starting now? Just wait till we get closer to the fall. Hell yeah, Beyonce. I say fuck yeah. That's my point.
Some other just quick fun details. She took inspiration from films like Five Fingers for Marseille, Urban Cowboy, The Hateful Eight, Space Cowboys, The Harder They Fall, and Killers of the Flower Moon, often having the films playing on screen during the recording process. Some aspects of the percussion were inspired by Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack, where it was more bluegrass. The body of work undulates from singing cowboy and blaxploitation to spaghetti westerns and fantasy, with Beyoncé weaving between personal experiences, honoring Black history, to exaggerated character building. The limited edition vinyl depicts a microphone in the shape of a gun, a la Thelma and Louise running from the law, but the gun is invisible, hyper-exaggerated reality. Just... so visual. Just this press release is like throwing a million ideas in my head of like what she was looking at, recording it and inspired by.
Imagine her mood boards.
Oh, they must be, her Pinterest must be crazy.
Right?
Yeah. So once again, a deeply overwhelming sonic experience from Beyonce. And yeah, let's discuss this, this Miley duet.
Oh my God. I don't know what sonically is happening here. It has to be a minor key. I haven't looked yet.
Yeah, I think so.
The way that I started sobbing, mm-hmm. almost, I want to say, within like the first 10 seconds, for no reason.
Yep.
Like, I was in a great mood. All of a sudden, tears are streaming down my face. And I'm like, what is going on here? The lyrics cut me to my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, the lyrics, no, we're jumping the gun, but we're both still young. One day we won't be. Didn't know what I want till I saw your face. Say goodbye to the old me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the way that their voices sound together.
So good.
The blending. Fact that it's Miley. And I feel like in the wake of the Grammys, I said this after that happened. I said she leveled up. Like mm-hmm. I've always thought very highly of Miley Cyrus. I didn't feel like the world did. And it felt like she leveled up. And then to be on a Beyonce album, a duet.
There's some speculation that this happened post-Grammys, that like maybe Beyonce with her big hat was watching from the crowd and being like, I want that funny lady her. On my album.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, with the duet, like, you know how like the process of music works is like, you can kind of like...
definitely make that happen.
Yeah.
She sounds fantastic on this. And this is obviously Miss Destiny Hope Cyrus really jumped out.
Yeah.
The country of
to
it
be
all.
Blessed by like Dolly and then... Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Beyonce.
Great godmother. I know that is the highest praise and one of the most prevalent voices on the album as far as features, too. She's all over this song.
Yeah.
She's one of the most featured. I think it works fantastic.
It's giving
so
like
good.
Besties in the car.
Thelma and Louise. It's very much that.
On like, oh, I could literally, I'm getting chills right now, but like you're in the car with your bestie and thinking back on like the life that you've, the journey that you've shared together,
yeah.
The ups and the downs. It's giving mother to daughter. It's giving mentor to mentee.
I'm ready for the visual when Miley is like sticking out her thumb, hitchhiking, throws Gaga out of the car, gets in the car.
And it's like to be continued. Yes. She just spray paints like over it. Can't be tamed.
Get out, bitch.
Can't be tamed too.
Yes.
It's the
I could definitely
plate.
See that. I honestly, two most wanted feels like the end of the telephone video for sure.
It's also like the title. I get like the reference to it, but
yeah.
Like I'm going to say something that is maybe bold,
yeah.
But I feel like these are two of the last remaining like legend superstars that we have,
right?
And so that to me is also like very symbolic. It's mm-hmm. like the two most wanted, like I think of the most wanted poster.
Yeah,
you are like the last artists.
Or one of the Hilary Duff greatest hits album titles.
True. Bops.
Yes. No, I get it. I get what you mean. I do also have to give a shout out, and we don't stand men in this house, but I've always felt warmly about Post Malone. Levi's jeans.
Yeah.
Somebody tweeted so accurately, it sounds like she made him shower before getting into the studio. His voice sounds clearer than any of his other songs. There's something about it. This also is a very pleasant duet, honestly.
Uh-huh. And surprising.
Yeah, I really do. I like Posty. I'm not even going to lie. Like,
he was the best in J-Lo's movie in the round table of Zodiacs.
He was. Ever since I heard Rockstar at a strip club in Montreal for the first time.
That's a lot of Del
Rey. Yeah, it's true. Heard Posty at Stock Bar in Montreal. I was like, wait, do I love this song? And I've kind of always been into his bops. So was a pleasant surprise. He sounds great here.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, he gives nice guy vibes.
Oh, and I do want Two Hands to Heaven.
Ugh.
For me, this is the Virgo's groove of the album in the sense of it's just a long, beautiful song. It doesn't really sound anything like it, but I just...
Virgo's groove is underrated still, I think.
Yeah.
But
can't get enough.
Yeah.
But there's a lot. I mean, there's so much to jump around to still. Like, Sweet Honey Buckin'.
Ugh. Like, even like the little stars in the title.
The stars
cute.
In the titles. Yeah, she got very decorative, I would say, with these titles. The double eyes, the stars. And now the poster makes sense with the bombardment of names. And I was like, what is this? Is this a track list? I don't even know what this is. So all in all, just so much to dig into. Once again, inspired by her creativity and vision and intention with the album. And while country was never going to be my thing necessarily, like, just like with Casey, there are certain exceptions that float into my life that like really make me change my tune. So this is going to make me dig in much more.
Our Saturns return. We're connecting to lyrics differently.
Yeah, I would say so. So,
know what else I was also thinking, speaking of country, because she worked with Skrillex on Part One, Avicii would have loved this album.
That's true.
I feel like if Avicii was still here with us today, I feel like he would have been on Part One or Part Two because he did this in 2013. Like, he pulled in country music and the EDM world ate him up.
Mm-hmm.
There's that infamous performance that he did where people literally walked out
because
they were like, what is this? Why is there a country singer singing to this song?
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel, I was thinking that at one point.
Yeah.
Like, towards the end, I feel like he could have done like a second to third last track where it starts to get a little Act One-ish.
Yeah.
Like, you feel a little oomph.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Still to come. I mean, we still have one more act. I do hope it is what I am hoping for.
I think
it is.
We are, yeah.
I think the horse is going to fully buck in the air on the third photo. I think she's going to be in an all-black outfit or leather and studs. I think we're going to get rock. I want it to span from, like, early rock, from Elvis to hair metal in the 80s to Tina Turner. Like, I think it could be a really comprehensive look at rock all the way through like modern sounds, Paramore. I think it could really
speak
by Lindsay Lohan.
Know what else could happen too? So if Act Two was technically made first,
yeah,
we start there with country, you tune into the radio station, as the album ends out, it blends into Renaissance Part One house music.
Yeah.
And then it could blend out into rock
and
then like almost just keep looping itself in like one circle. And then the whole thing is one, is that 360 or
360?
360 degrees around.
Yeah.
Of like sound where she's connected. I could absolutely see
it. Yeah. It could even be rock and maybe she gets back to R&B.
Yeah.
Maybe there's that too. So I don't know. But yeah, that's true. I don't know. It's super ambitious, the whole project. I'm very much in awe of everything that goes into this.
Just when you think that she can't outdo herself, she always does.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah. It's just a very cool project.
And the girls will be eating for years to come.
Yeah.
Because if she follows the same rollout, which I don't know if she will, this would like tour next year.
Yeah.
And then we would get
Act 3, 2026.
26. Tour 2027.
With the final visual.
Visual.
Yeah.
2028 will be the museum experience.
Yes. Yeah.
which if anyone wants to bring me on board to help do that, you could literally have the entire Javits mm-hmm. Center.
Yep.
Like,
and then 2029, Destiny's Child.
Did you see that rumor that was kind of going around? I don't know if it's like, I feel like some fan probably did it, but it was like the demo version of something had the girls from Destiny's Child on it.
Oh, damn. It's possible.
Where is it? I feel like I just saw it before you got here.
I could see that.
It's something about a deluxe edition. I swear I just saw this. By the way, the search on X is like destroyed now in the past week. It's like impossible to.
Oh.
Okay. So there's fans. This is like a couple hours ago. This may be proven wrong by the time you're listening to this. Don't come for us. But there is a list of deluxe tracks, and there's Texas Hold'em acapella, Texas Hold'em instrumental, 16 Carriages demo with Kelly, Michelle, Latoya, and Latavia. And this was only like 5 hours ago that people were finding it. So I don't know. We'll see.
Well,
but
my goodness. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. She ate.
In conclusion, she ate.
Yeah. Wow. Well.
Also, Riverdance at the very beginning, I posted a thing that actually got surprising. There are more Girls Aloud fans than I thought, that the opening of Riverdance reminds me of Girls Aloud's Close to Love. But it also, people pointed out, it could be an allusion to Kelly Rowland's Commander. The dance, dance, dance. You never know.
She should have sampled Commander on Act One.
She should have.
Someone needs to.
Somebody needs to.
In 20 years from now, someone's going to have their renaissance and they're going to be like, Kelly Rowland's Commander. Wow. Well, let us know what you think. And for everyone on Patreon, if you are a Patreon supporter, all of you have access to join our Discord where, you know, Beyonce's a legend. So she gets her own channel. Everyone's just pulling out all the little bits and pieces of info. And yeah, it's really fun there. So that's at patreon.com/legendsonly.
But we've still got more to discuss over on the after show.
We do, because, I mean, there was even bigger news that happened this week that we haven't even gotten into yet.
So head on over to the after show and join us next week for a, I don't know.
Oh, yes. Our Patreon subs will be getting a bonus episode.
Yeah.
And for everyone else, we will be back after that if the eclipse doesn't kill us.
Right.
So
shout out to the eclipse.
Yeah. All right, everyone.
Until next time.
We will
see you
soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.